I've made my way out of the sun and into the shade of the livestock barns here at the Vermilion County Indiana Fair. Chad Baker for WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. And I've got a trio of 4-H'ers with me here. One that's going to be a future 4-H'er, all right? All right, I got a head shake, yes. I have Ellie Pribble, Hadley Griffin, and Barrett Griffin here with me. We'll start with Ellie first. Ellie, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell us what you're showing out here.
Today I'm showing, I have my cow and I have an alpaca.
Cows and alpaca, so two totally different animals to train. Tell us a little bit about the unique experiences that come with that.
With the cows are hard because cows can be really stubborn and set in their ways, and they do stuff when they want to do it.
Now, we talked to some folks with alpacas this week, and there's a lot of folks that say alpacas are very similar. They're very stubborn. Do you find that to be true?
I think my alpaca that I'm showing, he can definitely be set in his ways, too.
Very good. So there can be a lot of frustration for somebody of your age to whenever things aren't going your way, right?
Yeah, definitely. I've seen some kids get mad.
So tell us the name of your cow and tell us the name of your alpaca.
The name of my cow is Augustus and my alpaca is Dougie.
All right. And I think I saw Dougie over there earlier whenever we were there. So tell us a little bit about Augustus here and your prospects for showing him this year.
Yeah, he's really sweet. He's always been really sweet, and he actually has a twin brother, and he's like half his size. He's like 900 pounds, and he's like 1,300, and I'm just happy to be here. You know, I'm ready to show. I'm really excited to get out there in the arena and try to place.
Absolutely, and same with the alpaca, Dougie, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's going to be coming up too. So how long have you been showing animals?
This is actually my first year.
First year? So is this your first event this year?
Yes, this is my second year in 4-H. I did mini 4-H, but this is my first year ever showing an animal.
So a lot of jitters then?
Yeah.
A little nervous.
Uh-huh.
Are you looking forward to showing other animals in the future? Is there some other animals that you're thinking about once you show the cow and the alpaca?
I think I might show chickens.
Show chickens? Very good, very good. And, of course, we'll get to the Griffins here in a moment who do show chickens. But you are homeschooled, which is an interesting thing. Are you on a farm? Does your family have their own farm, or do you go to someone else's farms to tend to your animals?
We have our own farm. We have a barn and everything. We actually have 3 horses at home and my cow, and we've got chickens at home too. And we've got a garden and everything. So yeah, we've got our own farm and stuff.
Sounds like a nice operation there. So you're involved in 4-H. Do you have other projects or other areas that you participate in?
Yep, I did shooting sports, woodworking, and needlecraft this year.
Wow, staying busy.
You definitely.
And how'd you do in those?
I got grand champion on needlecraft, reserve grand champion in woodworking, and first place in shooting sports.
Well, congratulations on those. That's definitely nice. Well, Ellie, thanks for spending some time with us here. We're going to move on to Hadley. Hadley, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you show.
I show my chicken, and her name is Ted.
Wait, did you say her name is Ted?
Yes.
So Ted, the female chicken.
Yep.
All right. Which female chickens, obviously. but so tell us why Ted.
So I used to watch like Stranger Things all the time, and I named her 11, and I didn't like it no more, so I just kind of had to come up with a new name. So I picked Ted.
I think Ted the chicken's going to be a superstar here at the Vermilion Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, obviously, you showed her earlier. How did Ted do?
I didn't place, but there was only 5 of us, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So some growth for Ted in the future.
Yes.
Very nice. Are chickens all you show here, or is there any other animals?
I don't show any other animals, but I do have projects.
Tell me about those.
I did photography, forestry, and animal education, and I got first place on forestry and animal education and second place on photography.
Well, congratulations on that. That's sounds like you've been busy away from here as well.
Yeah.
Anything that you're looking forward to kind of growing into with 4-H? Any other animals that you would look forward to showing?
I want to get pigs and goats to show eventually.
And how long have you been involved in 4-H?
2 years, but this is my first year showing an animal.
Okay, so you're just starting out. You'll have a long, illustrious career ahead of you here.
Yes.
Very good. And I forgot to ask Ellie, but I'll ask both of you now. Do you have anything else here at the Vermilion County Fair that you're looking forward to aside from showing animals?
There are a couple friends here that I have, so I've seen them.
Yeah. Got to spend some time with them. Uh-huh. Always good during the summer, right?
Yeah.
How about you, Hadley?
I just like going here and petting, like, all the animals, the cows, the sheep, the goats, and the pigs. I just like to see all of them.
Very good. Well, thanks for spending some time with me. I'm going to move over to Barrett now. Barrett, how are you doing?
Good.
Now, are you in 4-H? Are you in mini 4-H?
I'm not in mini 4-H or 4-H, but I'm going to do mini 4-H probably.
Now, you're Hadley's brother, correct?
Yeah.
All right, and do you have any animals that you're looking forward to?
Probably horses and cows and chickens.
Very good. Do you help Hadley get her stuff prepared? Do you help her out, big sis? I got to know, right? Okay, but you're looking forward to that maybe, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Very good. Is there anything about the Vermilion County Fair you're looking forward to this year?
Not really.
Not even the rides?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe some of the food?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good, very good. Are you a demolition derby guy? Do you like that?
Yeah.
Like watching the cars wreck?
Not really.
Not really? Okay, very good. All right, well, this has been fun with Ellie and Hadley and Barrett. Barrett's got something else to say here.
But I have been helping her with her cow.
Been helping her with her cow? And that's coming along pretty nicely, I'm sure.
Right? Yeah.
Are you the supervisor?
Yeah.
I got it. Is he the supervisor?
I guess so. He makes sure the cows dry, makes sure I blow them off good.
You give him the hard work, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, hey, I want to thank you for all spending time with me here. It's Ellie Pribble, Hadley Griffin, and Barrett Griffin with the 4-H here in Vermilion County. We've had a lot of fun here with these folks, and we look forward to having some more fun here from the Vermilion County Fair as the week rolls on. I'm Chad Baker for WITY.